Hi, everyone. Welcome to Conversations That Heal. This is Susan Jacoby. This is our second show with our new format. I hope you are enjoying the 15-minute inspirational messages from our guest experts. These shows will help you to discover how to make the decision to overcome childhood trauma, develop self-love, and live a life of peace and joy. Did you know the practices that make yoga so good for your body and soul can also give your home the same benefit? Today, my guests and I are talking about applying the benefits and ease of yoga to your home. Jennifer Carter Avgerino is the owner and director of Adore Yoga and author. She has over 300 hours of training in yoga and teaching. Jen is a creative and passionate writer, marketer, and yoga teacher certified in Hatha Yoga. Certified at the Chopra Center in Carlsbad, California, with Deepak Chopra, Jen strives to help people to live more fulfilled lives through practice, joy, connection, and courage. Author of the popular book, The Yoga of Cleaning, An Essential Guide, Jennifer's writings have been featured on Chopra.com, Chopra.com, NeatHome.com, neat-home.com, and cleanforareason.com. Her website is adore-yoga.com. Welcome, Jen, to Conversations That Heal. I'm so glad that you're with us and taking time out of your schedule. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Susan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. I'm really curious how this connection of yoga and cleaning came together for you.
Oh, sure. There are two things you typically think about in the same breath, but I worked in the consumer cleaning category in marketing for several years. And while I was in that position, I'd been practicing yoga for a long time at that point. When I was in that role, I went for my yoga teacher training with the Chopra Center, and my colleagues knew that I was a certified yoga teacher. We were working on a launch for some new cleaning tools, and we had seen some research about allergies and scented cleaning, and this whole idea that cleaning is an extension of well-being. So, you know, you may not be able to control state of the economy or, you know, the things that are happening in the world. You can control how many chemicals we have in our home environment. The kitchen sink is clean. You know, these are things that we have control over. So they asked me at this press conference to stand up and speak on this subject of cleaning as an extension of well-being from the perspective of a yoga teacher and scented dusting and you know, sort of aromatherapy and some of the other things that go along with that. That's where the idea really started to form in my mind. I had all these other kind of concepts around yoga off the mat and inside the home with natural cleaning and decluttering and bringing in Ayurveda, which is a sister philosophy to yoga and things like that. So it all just kind of came together and I felt really compelled to put all of this information into one place where, you know, anyone who was thinking about yoga and what the benefits of that would be for them, they could easily extend into how can I live this lifestyle in a more expansive way by integrating natural cleaning recipes and things like that.
That is a topic that can reach so many people and make so many people's lives, I would think, calmer. You mentioned about the clutter. I want to dive right into that. I'm wondering, how does clutter affect our body and our chakras, which for people who aren't familiar with the chakra system, it's the seven major energy centers that are in our body. Can you explain to us how clutter and the effects of clutter on our physical bodies as well as our emotional well-being?
Yeah, Susan, it's really interesting. There is research that has been done that I speak about in the book that discusses the effects of clutter on our immune system. It directly affects women, for instance. So when a woman walks into a house or into a room that's very cluttered, the stress hormones elevate dramatically. It doesn't seem to affect men as much, funnily enough, but it does directly affect women. And so when, as we know, when the stress hormones are high in the body, the immune system is suppressed. And that's not a good way to go around, you know, living in the world, because the stress hormones, cortisol levels are high and the immune system is low, we get sick, we get disease and things like that. You know, we want to have our home be a source of comfort to us and not a source of stress.
Absolutely. And I mean, you motivate me so to clean up some of my clutter. So I thank you for that. I wanted to ask you if you could give us a few specific action steps that we can do right now, like today even, to improve our living environment?
Well, one really simple thing that we can do is just to stop bombing our homes with chemicals over and over again, because those chemicals can live inside the home for a really long time. And the air quality inside the home can be anywhere from 10 to 100 times worse than it is outside the home, because these chemicals stay trapped in, you know, fabrics and carpets and drapery and things like that. So I would say, you know, make a mixture of lemon essential oil, vinegar, and water, spray bottle, and just keep it handy. It's so super simple to just make a natural cleaning solution and have it on hand. And some of the other stuff that you can get, it's just so toxic. It's not suited for anyone. It's slightly removed from poison in some cases. Been reports of animals with rashes and problems on the bottom of their feet, you know, from walking around on floors that have been treated or cleaned with heavy chemicals, and children with asthma, you know, problems and rashes and things like that. So natural is just better. It's a better way to go for all involved.
Is there another action that we could take that would help bring some calmness to our environment?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, decluttering is a good thing to do. Not only does clutter kind of have its own negative energy and effect on the energy in the home, and of course an effect on the immune system and the stress hormones in the body, sort of an energetic thing about having too much stuff, keeping too much stuff to yourself. You want to purge, you want to declutter, you want to detox, sort of the same thing with our bodies. You know, our homes are really an extension of our physical bodies. And so if we have too much stuff sitting around, the energy can't flow through the space, and we can't even find the things that we need on a regular basis. It's not useful.
I've downsized from a house into a smaller living place. Your children grow up and they move on, and downsizing is really hard. I found that literally every piece of paper, every thing, no matter how big or how small it was, I had to make a decision about it. Boy, I tell you, that puts things into perspective when you start buying other stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are in that position where they had a bigger space and lots of stuff, and suddenly they don't need as much. And so they have to think about paring it down. It's a healthy, normal part of life. This idea that attachment to things, that's a concept of yoga that I think is a really beautiful one, that if we can relinquish attachment, we're much happier and much freer. You know, that's a good concept to live by, and not let your stuff own you.
Yeah. We could talk for a long time on this, and I am very grateful that you shared with us what you did. I know that you had talked to me about a free gift that you wanted to offer our listeners. If you could share that, you can describe it much better than I can.
Sure. I am happy to offer some free books for your listeners, for the Yoga Cleaning and Essential Guide. in the book, you're going to learn the 7 steps towards the yoga of cleaning. There are some basic postures that you can use at home on your own very safely and effectively to cultivate your own yoga practice. Most importantly, there's a recipe section in the book so that you can make your own natural cleaning recipes to use at home with fairly basic household items. And some people may not have essential oils sitting around, but they're very easy to get and very cost effective. I mean, you can make these solutions at home for much less money than store-bought solutions. And they're much better for you, for your pets, your children, and your environment. Lots of good info in the book.
Jen, thank you for that wonderful gift. And I hope our listeners take advantage of that. The first 5 people who contact Jen at her website, adore-yoga.com, will receive the hard copy. And for the listeners who aren't as fortunate to have made the first 5, there is a Kindle version available, and you can also pick the book up on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. Again, Jen's website is adore-yoga.com. Thank you, Jen, for teaching us how we can significantly improve the quality of our living environment. On the next Conversations That Heal, I'll be talking about the physical and emotional gains of sharing your emotional pain. Please leave a comment on Blog Talk or iTunes to support us in reaching listeners in search of living a life of peace and joy. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio for up-to-date announcements. Please email me at susan@conversationsthatheal.com and let me know how you are liking the 15-minute format. I'm here to support you on your healing journey. Remember that you are a lovable and capable human being. Thank you for listening to Conversations That Heal.